I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with 109th District State Representative Sarah Cambenzi for some of her thoughts after her win in the elections this week to go back to Lansing for a third and final term in the State House. We talked also about what we can expect to see in the remainder of this legislative session and what may be happening next session. Here's more with State Representative Sarah Cambenzi.
It's humbling anytime you're elected by the people. You know, I got pretty much the same vote margin I've always gotten. So even though we had more people out to vote, you know, still hovered around 57%, and was real happy with that.
And of course, there was a lot of people that did vote more. And, you know, you've been involved in politics and public life here for some time. What are your thoughts on seeing that kind of turnout that we've seen not only in the state, but even here in the Marquette area or in the 109th?
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, this is your constitutional right to get out there and vote for the candidate you want. And it's always a little depressing when you see the vote count come back and there's only 20 to 25% of people in an area voting. That's really low. So to have more people come out, I wish they'd do it more often than just the presidential election.
Well, I know that we'll be watching, especially how voting will change now after this particular election. I think there's going to be a lot more of this absentee ballot voting that's going to result in more turnout. As you look at it now, you're back in Lansing getting ready to get back to work here for the remainder of this term. What do you think we're going to see here? This is, you know, sometimes called the lame duck period, but it's time to get back to work for a little bit before the next session. What do you see coming across legislatively?
Yeah, everyone that is going to be termed out is going to want to shore up any legislation they have out there. So there's going to be a lot of odds and ends. But again, I think you're going to see a short-term rental bill. Right now, we know there's one that's out there that basically allows for no exemptions. And I know people are worried about that and what that means for their neighborhoods. So we're working through that. There's a gravel mining bill that would basically allow gravel pits to be allowed if they meet a 14-point checklist. And this, you know, is teetering on taking away some of that local control and saying you can't say no to gravel pits and hold up this process if they meet all the benchmarks. You know, a good bill that is actually one of mine that I hope comes up and gets through is a Great Lakes Sports Commission bill that looks at funding some large infrastructure projects such as Copper Peak, where we could actually bring that ski flying jump back to life and bring in some international events from around the world.
Of course, we know that you now picked up a win to go back for your third and final term in the State House. What do you anticipate, or what are you hearing maybe already about some of the issues that are going to be tackled in the next session?
You know, I think it's always hard to do some big lifts this late in a session. So we're going to look at some other things. You know, I think we need to go back and revisit some of the auto no-fault insurance that, yes, we passed the bill the first round, but we know that there are still some things that are outstanding that our residents clearly would want. I think people didn't see the big savings that they were hoping for in a lot of instances. So I think that's going to be a big focus on how do we really go back and tweak that and make it better for the residents.
We're talking with State Representative Sarah Cambenzi today. As you look at it, also, no major changes here in Upper Michigan with the representation in the State House, at least in the core here in the West and Central. And of course, Ed McBroom still remains as the senator, as he was not up for election this time around. Coalitions that have started between your colleagues that, of course, are Republicans, you're a Democrat. What do you think we're going to see with that? Is that going to strengthen?
So we picked up two seats as House Democrats, but we lost two seats. So I think there's a message here that needs to kind of get out to our state Democratic Party as well as our national one, that don't take rural Democrats for granted. Don't ignore us. I think just showing up, you know, the Republicans did great at bringing in Donald Trump Jr. and making sure that people felt heard, even though we're only 3% of the population and we live so far north. So I think there's some lessons learned, and I'm hoping that my state party as well as the national party will listen.
That's 109th District State Representative Sarah Cambenzi with a look at what's going on in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.